All right, let's do this thing here. It is the John DeBell Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. It's midweek, Wednesday, June 24th. Your radio highlight reel, all the best stuff from today's show. We started out by talking a jeweler that's guaranteed to give your wife pause. We had a COVIDiot of the day. They're still out there. John had some cool news about the new Dennis DeYoung music video. We took a concert mist poll as John pondered whether he would be sprayed with disinfectant if it meant seeing a concert. It's Mick Fleetwood's birthday, so we celebrated Fleetwood Mac in Song Stories today. We spun the wheel of Wow, and then I took another stab at Dave's Beatdown. Very music-heavy show today. I just realized that. See how I did? Could I triumph once again, hitting the trifecta of isolated drum tracks? Find out right here. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
I spent yesterday, you know, today's, it's Oh Wow Wednesday, Wheel of Wow coming up at 7:40. And for the past few weeks, we keep landing next to the listener pick, but not on the listener pick.
Sure.
So yesterday, I rearranged the entire wheel.
Good.
The listener pick slot is in a completely different area. It's actually, both of them are completely different spots, right? And all of the songs have been jumbled up. So
good. So we'll land two slots away from the listener pick.
Right, that's what it's going to be. So if you've got a song that you believe should be on the wheel or you want to hear get played, if it lands on a listener slot, well, just send a text to us to MGK, MGK. That's 645, 645. And once again, an Oh Wow song is something that was a popular song at one time, a hit, it kind of disappeared, and every once in a while when you hear it, you go, wow. Well, that's what we'll get to at 7:40 this morning, and there's no lunatic fringe up there, just so you know.
Okay, did we play that?
I think we did once.
We played it. I know we did on the wheel. We played it right. Radiothon also.
Our co-host. That was one of Jay Byerly's songs. All right. You know what we got to do for Jay? Jay Byerly, for those of you who might not know, was the person who paid $1,800 to be my co-host in the 12 o'clock hour on Friday for the Radiothon, and then something came up, and he couldn't show up, right? So, but he still donated the $1,800.
Right.
We got to get him the staff shirt and all that.
Oh,
all
it's, already stuff the, yeah, it's already in the works.
It's all in the works?
Yeah. Got his shirt size.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. Okay.
He said small.
No,
not small.
Is he really a small?
No.
I looked him up on Facebook. No, he's not a small.
No, because I remember meeting Jay Byerly once, and small was not a word that came into mind.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
We were just mentioning if Robbins was in that break, and all of a sudden, I'm hearing jewelry commercials like crazy. Now, I realize clients are coming back and, you know, stuff like that. I'm not complaining about advertising. But it just seems like June does not seem like the jewelry time of the year.
You know, maybe people get down on a knee at fireworks displays, which won't be happening this year.
Maybe it's possible. Speaking of jewelry, I saw this story. If you're looking for, you know, some jewelry to really, you know, cheer somebody up, Matt, you might want to contact Mary Weinenbach, right? She has created a site that you could go to called mooseturds.com. That's T-I-R-D-S.
All right.
Mooseturds.com, where they showcase a jewelry that her and her friend put out that is literally made from moose and other animal poop.
Is this the lady that there's a new TV show coming out focusing on a lady that makes jewelry out of poop? Is this her?
It could possibly be her. And it's just, we do our best to be kind to people, animals, and the environment every day. That she notes on her website, she creates fun products, right? And other dingleberry ornaments that they have are moose poo-poo platters, fecal people, golf tees that are made out of moose crap.
I don't think I need that.
Right. No,
is
me
this
neither.
Is this an interview that I shouldn't have passed on, guys?
I think you should get back on the horn with her, because I need to talk to this Jane Seymour of moose poop.
I'm working on her advertising campaign.
Want to show that special somebody just how much you care? Then get her a ring from Moose Poop Jewelers. All of our engagement rings are handcrafted using the finest, most beautiful moose poop.
Sweetie, will you marry me?
Wait, is that?
That's right, it's moose poop, because I care.
Wow, it looks like I love it.
That's because it is only the best for you.
Oh, wow, really stinks.
Moose Poop Jewelers.
You went to Moose Poops.
See you soon.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
I can honestly say that I thought it was over. I didn't think I would ever get to this again. I thought we had finally gone over the hump, over the crest, over the mountain, right? But it seems I'm incorrect. Yes, the COVIDiots are still out there.
No.
Yep.
What happened now?
And this is the newest one. A conspiracy theorist found something truly idiotic to freak themselves out about. The latest COVID-19 conspiracy involves Google searches. It seems that if you type any three-digit number in the Google search bar, followed by the word new cases, an influx of stories about coronavirus pops up.
I saw some on Facebook about this yesterday. Yeah, I didn't go through
it. My buddy was talking about
now,
it.
Now, here's something else you might want to do. Put in anything and follow it with new cases, and you will get hundreds of damn responses. As soon as you add new cases to it.
That's the magic word?
It's the magic word. Yeah. The guy who's in charge of searches at Google said you can put suits in there. Put suits and you'll get hundreds of suits stories,
well,
right?
I just did butt implants, new cases.
Right.
Butt implants linked to rare cancer in first reported case. Butt implants linked to cancer. Butt implants linked to deadly cancer. Oh, my God, don't get butt implants.
Right. So for all of you theorists, we've got to say one thing to you.
With all due respect, you are an ass.
Whoa.
With all due respect, you make me sick. With all due respect, plug up your pothole. With all due respect, you don't deserve no damn respect.
It's time once again for
the John DiBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DiBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
An interesting stick story. We started out by doing the COVIDian of the day and a clip from Dennis DeYoung's new song, With All Due Respect, which we've been using for weeks. And Dennis and I have been old friends, and I actually worked with him on that song the tiniest a bit, making some suggestions. I was the one that suggested to make it a single.
Yep.
And it's doing very well as a single, and he made a music video, and I'm in it. Right, it's
what are you doing?
I'm excited to see this.
I'm you haven't watched it yet?
No, about to post it, so I will.
Okay, are you going to post it?
Yep.
Up? Right, in the chorus, with the all due respect, they have a montage of people up on the screen.
Okay,
and I'm one of the pictures. I'm like maybe the biggest picture.
How many pictures are there?
Oh, it's probably about like 12 or 15, something like that.
Oh, that's not bad.
No,
all
it's
right,
not.
Pretty cool.
No. My old buddy.
He made it.
My old buddy Scott Shannon is on there too. So.
Oh, he made it too.
Yeah, he made it too. Yeah, but he's in black and white.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. I'm in full living color. You know, the way a DiBella should be, ladies and gentlemen. 77 degrees outside right now. These clouds will give way to sunshine. Temperature getting up to 84 degrees. For song stories this morning at 7:10, it's Mick Fleetwood's birthday, and we will celebrate that fact throughout the set. As a matter of fact, Dave, I'm gonna throw in your favorite Fleetwood Mac song.
The Chain? Tusk?
Tusk.
Tusk? Okay, cool.
Tusk will be part of it because, well, seriously, how can you celebrate the drummer in Fleetwood Mac not have Tusk in the mix? Right? The drummiest drum song they ever did.
John DiBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
I've got a concert question for everybody this morning.
What are they?
All right. Would you walk through a disinfectant spray to see a concert?
No.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
And
nope,
it has nothing to do with COVID.
All right. Well, all
right. Yeah, that's a great point, Dave.
Sorry, I'm too old for that now.
Well, according to Britain's The Mirror tabloid, the music industry across around the world is hoping to get concerts up and running again, and they might have fans walk through a disinfectant mist, right, on their way into the venue. They would still take temperatures as you go in, and you would have to wear masks, you know, all of what is the new normal, right? But how do you feel about getting sprayed by a and it's not like, you know, like the spray bottles we use or anybody uses at home. It's like one of those misters.
Like the theme park ones.
Like the theme park ones. Yeah. We'd walk through that. Would you do that? Would you go through that to see a concert?
I pretty much did that just to shop at Trader Joe's yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah. And I won't be going back anytime soon. No. Really? Cut me out.
You know why? Because, excuse me, if you do that, if this is still around when concerts come back,
right?
The disinfectant is just getting it off that person's, maybe their skin. They walk next to the 30,000 people they're with. Oh, right. Look at that. It's back.
But they're wearing masks.
Well, it's not, good luck with that.
Yeah, right, exactly. They're going to keep the mask on at a concert over at the BB&T in August.
One of the
August.
Drunkest places on earth. Yeah. No one's abiding by anything right. except get hammered.
So, did you got a poll up?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so I'm curious because I'm going to run this all morning. Would you be willing to walk through a disinfectant mist to get into a concert venue?
Would you? You didn't. I don't think you answered.
I have no problem with it.
Okay.
I have no problem with it at all. So text 1 for yes, 2 for no. Did I get it right?
Yep.
Yeah, text
yep.
1 for yes, 2 for no to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DiBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
A band who has their career has been reincarnated, right, because of Geico.
Yes.
The band Rat. I don't know if you've seen this commercial. The people said they moved to this creative. House, and the problem is there's rat in the basement.
We've got a rat. We've got a rat problem.
That's so what good. It is. Yeah. Rat is in their basement performing.
Remember the days when they'd be considered sellouts for that?
Oh, yeah.
Now it's like whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck.
Exactly. All of 77 degrees outside right now, which is pretty warm for this time in the morning. Temperature will get up to only 84, not as hot as it has been, but there is a chance of a passing shower, more so late tonight into tomorrow than any time during the day today. But there will be clouds until the sun starts to shine. 77 degrees outside right now. The question at hand, we've got a text poll going. If are you willing to, if you could go to concerts again, are you willing to walk through a disinfectant mist? Kind of like those misters they have at theme parks.
Sure.
Except it have a disinfectant on it, you know, close your eyes, you know, cover your mouth, walk on through. Right? Are you willing to do that in order to see a concert again or not? So text 1 for yes, 2 for no to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. You can even put in your Wheel of Wild request that way as well.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It's Mick Fleetwood's birthday today, and I've only spoken to him twice, but the first time I spoke to him, I thought that it was going to be really difficult. Ended up being the nicest guy on the planet, right? And he got up early. He called from Hawaii that time. The last time
he lives there, right?
About, yeah, he lives there, right? But "Oh Well" is the song we want to start out with this morning. It was written by Fleetwood Mac's founding guitarist Peter Green, long before Lindsey and Stevie were in the band. But it's the song that lives on the most within the band. They still perform it live to this day. And here's what Mick Fleetwood has to say about that song.
Definitely part and parcel of Fleetwood Mac. We still do it on stage. I believe we always will do it. Of course, it's one of Peter's songs. I think it's a classic song. It holds up. It demonstrated his ability as a songwriter in no uncertain terms. And remember this "Oh Well" part two, which a lot of people haven't heard or don't know about. That's sort of somewhat interesting. A great song.
I have never spent time listening to this song with headphones on. The
Pretty
mix,
cool.
The mix on this song is absolutely brilliant.
It's very separated.
It's absolutely, and then there's so much going on. The voices and stuff in the background.
Yeah,
the people talking and all kinds
be
of stuff.
Cool isolation booth if we could find.
Yeah, if we could find the vocals.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it'd be really tough. Right, but hey, we'll go on a search for it. Mick Fleetwood's birthday, anyway. Tells we had to have the drummer song in there.
Heck yeah.
Right? And the USC, is it, Steve? USC
Trojans,
right?
Southern California
marching band, right? And I remember that video. They made such a big deal out of that video. But now, listen, that's the first time I've spent time with that song in a real long time. And it's you're right, Dave. Mm. It's a damn fine song.
Oh, it's great.
It's a
love
really
it every time.
Good song. 77 degrees outside. These morning clouds will give way to a sunny day. Temperature getting up to about 84. We've got a question out there this morning. A text poll is going on right now. Would you walk through a disinfectant mist in order to go into a concert? I'm a yes on this one. Dave and Steve's are no. I think you're a no also, aren't you, Cindy?
You are correct.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, God, I can't believe you guys have phrased a little miss.
I'm not. I
don't miss me, bro.
Yeah. It's not the
reason.
I don't
miss you at all.
I'm not afraid of any mist.
All right.
Even though mist, the movie.
Yeah, right.
No.
You
I never
should
saw
be
it.
Afraid
I never
of
saw
that
it.
One.
I don't know all what's right. in it.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you? Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
Time for us to get to...
Wow!
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 Yep, it's the Wheel of Wow once again, and as a matter of fact, it's the reconfigured Wheel of Wow. Because seeing that the way that things were landing the past couple of weeks, it was always next to the listener pick and not on the listener pick, we decided to remove all the songs, place them all in different places, and use different colors for the listener pick. On the wheel this week, Mississippi Queen from a Mountain, Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Tom Cochran's Life is a Highway, The Raspberries, that's what I want this week.
Okay.
I want The Raspberries Go All the Way. Let's see, Van Morrison, Jackie Wilson said, Donnie Iris, Aaliyah. Then there's the listener pick, Sugarloaf with Green Eyed Lady, Sniffing the Tears, Driver's Seat, Procol Harum, Conquistador, The Kinks, Sunday, Sunny Afternoon, Nick Lowe, Cruel to Be Kind, Cat Stevens with Peace Train,
All right.
Yet another listener pick. Now, before you spin that wheel, if you've ever watched the video, and we always video this, and it's live right now, you can go to Facebook and see it, or you can go back and check. We always video this so that you see we play the song that it lands on. But if you see the wheel this week and the last couple of weeks, Taylor has been on the center of the wheel.
Sure.
We've had Craig Shoemaker on the center of the wheel. I've been on the center of the wheel.
Matt Cord
was on the center wheel.
Questlove, Gritty.
Right. That's right, Quest.
The Grinch was up there for Christmas.
Yeah. Right. Well, what I'm getting to is you could be on the wheel, too. Send us a selfie, just a full face selfie. Right? Send it to Dabella at WMGK.com. Right? And maybe we'll just start changing them on a weekly basis as we get them.
Okay.
But don't want the family in it. Don't want you and the dog. Just a full face of one single person. Send it to Dabella at WMGK.com. Spin that wheel.
Very dramatic timing.
Yeah, it is. Very much so. And it's Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway. Now Steve's got to go for a dive.
Scramble.
To get for it.
And, of course, I'm in the wrong tab system. Oh, wait, that actually loaded pretty quickly.
All right. You got it?
Keep talking, no.
I'll keep talking? Okay. Yeah, I didn't talk long enough the last time? All right, you sure? You positive?
Come on.
Send us your big dumb
mug. I found it. It's not up yet. Oh, okay. You can play it.
Is it there now?
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is a great summer song. Because it is. It's just a damn highway.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
It's a challenge we love to get to, and we put Dave in it. Dave's Beatdown. This is where we go out and we find isolated drum tracks from classic rock songs. And that is all Dave is going to hear. And out of that, he's got to determine what the song is. And usually once he does, he'll tell you who the drummer is as well. All right, we'll start you out with something that should be probably the easiest of all this morning. You ready?
Yep.
Here comes your very first one. Now, once again, are we videotaping this? Let's put this on live so that people see we're not holding up cards.
Yeah.
We're actually trying to stump him, and we don't do very good at it.
We do have an applause sign,
right?
That's it.
That's it.
I've never heard applause, though.
Okay, right? All right, first so Friday. Here comes your very first one.
Whoa. Lars. Crap, what song is it, though? For Who the Bell Tolls.
Whom,
sorry.
Get it
wrong tense. For Whom the Bell Tolls.
A-.
Ernest Hemingway would be disappointed in me. I better have gotten that one. I have a Ride the Lightning t-shirt.
That's what I said to John when I found it yesterday. I said, I think Dave gets this one easy because he knows Lars' drum. Well, you know all the drum sounds, but especially
Lars. Got a t-shirt from that album. Love that album.
All right, well, let's see how you do with this one. So that's one for you so far. Right, the worst you've ever done is 2 out of 3, and that ain't bad.
I'm going to add up my stats one of these days.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
All right, but the last time we did it, you got all three of them.
A lot of
last
times.
Last few times.
All three of
Last few times. All right.
Yep, check the stats.
Here comes your second one for Dave's Beatdown. What song is this?
Oh,
See, I told you we might get him on this one. If the front didn't do it.
I actually forget what this one is.
Oh, man, what the heck? It's so straightforward.
I know what it is now.
It's like a marching band cadence. Oh, no, man. I'm struggling with this one. Can you do it from the top again?
Yep, from the top. Oh, yeah. Well, I got to tell you, if the top doesn't give it to you. Not any money.
I even hear some bass leaking through. Oh, no!
Yes!
Oh, no. Yeah, I got nothing on this one. Damn, you got me finally.
Woo!
Who
is it? Finally got it. God, that is the Cars.
The Cars.
You're All I've Got Tonight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
Oh, this is the best day ever.
All right, now
it's so straightforward. That's what was throwing me, and I couldn't even tell you the Car's drummer. Do you know?
And offhand, I don't remember either.
Doesn't matter, Dave.
Let's go back to Metallica.
Okay, here we go. This now this is one.
I gotta get the majority. I can't.
This is
I can't
one
go
that
one
we're sort of positive that you won't get.
Okay.
All right. So wow, we thought you would get the Cars because of the front. All right. Your last song for Dave's beatdown this morning goes like this.
Sounds 90s. So straightforward. Who would it be? Pearl Jam? STP? Oh! STP, Plush! Plush!
We got him with Plush, John!
We got him with one. Wow.
I did not want to go out with a losing record today. Man. Yeah. Right, Eric Kratz, I think, is the drummer from STP.
All right. So you got For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Yeah.
Right? We stumped you on the Cars, and you made it through with just STP. I saw you breaking a sweat.
Man. It's not just summer.
The record was on the line.
Nice job.
Still,
you got me.
Two out of three. Very good.
We have one for another time that I think is definitely a stumper that we didn't use today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're hot, so ride that. Yes. I'm going to be here to stop you.
Well, it's going to be a while till we get to it again, but right, once again, there it was, the miracle that is Dave's beatdown.
Give me some water.
I wish I knew who this cranky bastard was, right? That we just got. Now, we've been doing almost a year now, because it's not a weekly bit. It's like every 3 or 4 months we get around to Dave's beatdown.
Yeah, sure.
All right, and listen to this guy. Not impressed. Isn't that like someone who plays the guitar knowing what a guitar riff sounds like? No, because a guitar has melody.
Yeah, there's notes.
Right.
Involved.
This is just
scale.
Just beating on drums.
Right.
Not impressed, Dave. Not impressed at all.
I'll try to step on my game for that guy.
You know what, dude? Tell you what. Why don't you come in here and we'll play you guitar riffs and see if you could do that. Meanwhile, Dave, for you this morning.
Yes!
The John DeBella Podcast.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
102.9.
Take cover!
MGK.
Matt Cord is here. Good morning to you.
What's up, JDB?
Same stuff, different day. Yeah. What's up with you?
Life is a highway.
Yeah, you like that? Well, is that the way to get out of bed this morning?
You wrote something really funny on a board way back in the MMR days.
Right.
We used to play that song like crazy.
Yeah,
it was
right.
One of those heavy road, like, that again on the
right,
log.
Right.
And you wrote, life is a highway, and its exit is coming up soon. I just remember that always being on the board. It was one of those songs.
That was funny.
Yeah.
So.
But now when you hear it, it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, now it's a WOW song. Yeah. You know, yeah. A lot of the WOW songs are songs that, like, one of the reasons why they went away is because they burned out.
They burned out really
They
fast.
Burned out, but everybody loved them, and it was great hearing that this morning. I was really hoping for a listener. We had some great, great listener picks this morning. Right, and the one I was like really reaching for, if it would have landed on listener pick, was Joe Jackson's "Is She Really Going Out with Him?"
Yeah.
That would have been really, really fun. But I have to tell you, have you heard about this this poll we've been doing all morning?
Yeah,
as I stand here looking for
the mist. So you walk through a mist to go into a concert.
Right. There would be a disinfectant mist, kind of like those misters that they have at amusement parks.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of sort of, you know, watering the air is really what it does.
Yeah.
You go through that. Would you go through a mister in order to see a concert earlier, like because we might
depends
not see
on
concerts,
the show,
right? We might
the Kinks well, yeah, no, no, are getting for Union. I'm in.
Right, I'm saying it's a show that you would want to go
yes,
to.
I would
right?
definitely do
you
it.
You would do it.
Yeah.
All right. These two wouldn't. Neither yeah. would. Neither would Cindy.
Even a show that you wanted to go to.
Yeah.
Really?
If yeah. you didn't miss, you probably don't. You shouldn't be there. Right. Because you're disinfecting your outside. What about when you somebody person next to you is hammered drunk and they cough on you, if they have it? This isn't
exactly well. I'd be in a VIP area with drink tickets.
All right, let's recycle it and see where we are. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up.
Nope, wrong button. It has sat this way this morning, and although the yeses won, they didn't win by much, 52-48%.
Wow, that's close.
Right. Yeah, that's real close. So people are on the fence. So it's kind of like the room right now. We're going on the show. They're not, right? It's no Lorenzo's Pizza for them.
That's right.
That's it.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DeBella.
It is so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.